Michelle Carmen here, welcoming you to number 9 in an occasional series of podcasts from Grunty Fennery. Happy Easter! Yes, it's that time of year again when Dennis takes his annual bath and Gran gets ready for her regular surprise Easter visitor. You can hear more about those Easters on other recordings, which are available from dennisofgruntyfen.co.uk, where you can also learn more about the world of Grunty Fen and snaffle yourself some books, maps and greetings cards. This Easter, our free episode comes from 1994, and Dennis has a present for Mr. South. But not for him the delights of a chocolate egg. Oh, no. This is altogether something more... Dennis. I feel it's only fair to warn you that you may be better off sitting down when you listen to this and not operating any heavy machinery. Because in this episode, Dennis is relentless. That's the only way to describe it. Relentless. Poor Mr. South tries desperately to get a word in, but Dennis doesn't seem to notice, and all the time he's talking, the clock is ticking. I felt quite worn out when I'd listened to this episode and came away convinced that Dennis breathes through his ears. Anyway, it's over to the Hencoop car so you can listen for yourselves. Enjoy, if that's the right word.
There you are, then.
What's this, Dennis? We're about to go live.
Happy Easter.
Dennis, we're on air.
Oh, I think the cat brushed past it while I were gluing it,
Dennis,
you know.
There's no time now.
Well, she kept that somewhere cool to last Saturday before
with
you.
We
I tried to keep her arm out stiff, but see that sag
Dennis,
a bit now, done it.
Sing your song.
Don't you like it, then?
Well, yes, thank you very much. Now, Dennis,
that's a shepherdess, you know.
Really, it's a shepherdess. Very nice. Thank you very much, Dennis.
All made out of china, only that got broke. See, when me gran were pressing the tongue and she used it as a weight, you see, and that got stuck in the jelly.
Really, stuck in the
And when
jelly,
she come to wrench that free, see, that shot out of her hand,
Dennis,
you know.
Dennis, your song.
Mind you, that don't account for all the damage.
Grief, I particularly wanted this week's interview to be really businesslike and professional. Dennis.
You know how in India they maybe have what they call a rogue elephant?
I wanted to impress the editor-in-chief of
We had a rogue fly, you
He's
see.
Probably listening to this.
Ferocious, that worm, you see.
What's he going to think of?
Every time we open the window, the other flies, they all go out. You say, but not this, not
Dennis,
this contrarious, daftest rogue fly I've ever known. Never known a fly.
My career's going to be in
Me gran blamed it for blowing a bit of pork what she'd had.
I've got a whole backlog of important questions on topics of the day that I want to
She had
to
that
you.
Fleet gun loaded and waited for 3 or 4 days, that must have been,
I mean,
you know.
The questions ranging over
See,
the whole gamut
she
of
She had it on the arm of her chair in a state of sort of instant readiness.
Dennis.
Only when she dozed off, see, that leaked out the fleet gun a bit, and that made the sleeve of her blouse all damp, you
Dennis.
Know. There's a stain on the moquette arm of her chair even now, you
Dennis,
know, even after all them years,
Dennis,
where the flit gun leaked while she was waiting for the rogue fly, you know. She nearly got him any number of times. Mind you, I had its compensations, didn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to
so
apologise.
I mean, there's nothing worse than eating a bit of pork what's been flooded in flit from a flit gun. You know, that take half a bottle of mild ketchup to bury the taste of that flit, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'd rather have a bit of pork what had a blowfly settle on it for a while. I'd rather have that any day than a bit of pork what's been doused in flit,
Ladies
you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologise
whatever you
for
you
the
do,
delayed
you can still taste that flit all the way
broadcast.
Through it, you know.
But we are hoping
Anyhow, that were a Wednesday, see?
May be able to...
No, tell a lie. That were a Tuesday.
We do hope to make a proper start very shortly.
Anyway, she got it cornered up against the chiffonier, like a cat stalking a mouse she were, you know. And you call her stealthy. She was stealthy, inch by inch.
Quite
she
true.
Crossed the parlour, getting closer and closer to that rogue
Meanwhile, fly, ladies and gentlemen, I will ask you to be patient.
And she crept across the parlour. She pulled out that flick gun plunger to its full extent, myself. And she got that blowfly in her sights. That were a very tense situation.
Very
that blowfly
yes.
hadn't settled for more than 2 solid hours.
Really,
that were in constant flight, myself. That been up there in the air 2 hours. That must have been, myself. Just
be
like a sort of helicopter that
we'll...
were. Trembling she were, with the flit running down her fingers and that. Myself, Did you ever see Zero to the Depths?
Any minute now, this is all going to seem
that
just like a
Ronald
bad dream.
Had Ronald Shiner in it as really, the Cockney gunner who really, aimed Ronald the torpedoes.
Really?
And see, they never let Dennis. Ronald Shiner be the captain or nothing like that. See, he were too common, weren't he, Ronald Shiner? He were usually down in the bilges, giving a bit of sort of light relief, you know, mate, now the sailors laugh and that.
Absolutely.
See, in Zero to the Depths, it were him what fired the torpedoes.
I can only hope, ladies and gentlemen, that in the time remaining,
yeah,
I will be able to squeeze in all the great international issues on my list. Meanwhile, do please bear with me.
And everybody was surprised he was so good at aiming a deadly weapon, you know.
Deadly weapon.
Same with me grandsie, aiming that flick gun. Only just as she drew that plunger back to its fullest extent, see her right elbow that caught it, and crash! That joiner shepherdess that always stood on the chiffonier, you see, and her elbow caught it and that fell off. Now, see, as luck would have it, she only lost her bucket and part of her frock on account of that landed on the coconut mountain and that acted like a sort of shock absorber, you
really
see. So the damage were confined to her bucket and her frock and
among
that, you
key
see,
topics
see.
We intend to tackle in a moment are the current scrutiny of our
really
education
the
system.
The shepherdess, she only lost her head years later when she got stuck on the tongue jelly, you see.
Yes, indeed. The role of Russia
nice
in the alliance
for tongue
with
tongue
the
jelly,
West.
You see, and that flew right out my grand's hand, she did. That hit her head and landed in the cruet, you see. And the cruet knocked the knife box on the floor. And see,
knife
that
box.
Frightened old SAS cat, what happened to be dozing on the table, and that leapt up, and that ran straight into me Meccano crane, what I were building,
your
you know.
Crane.
Missus,
yeah.
You never Dennis. Heard such a racket in all your life. I never heard such a clatter for all since, except when me grandad got his trash caught in the companion set. Oh, that went half a clatter. Do you know, this day we can't work out how he done it.
Dennis.
Sometimes around Christmas, you know, me old gran talked about old times and that. She get all neuralgic and
neuralgic.
She often wonder how
nostalgic.
He got his trust caught in the companion set.
I
you
also
know,
hope to
season.
Consider the whole question of the end of British rule in Hong Kong.
I reckon he must have been airing himself or something,
and
you know.
The related topic of the awakening of the Chinese industrial giant. And there may still be time
like
to consider,
glasses,
albeit briefly,
you know.
President Clinton and the Whitewater
and the
affair. But it all rather depends on whether
anyhow,
we can make a start.
Anyhow, I glued her all together for you. At least that's what's left of her. See, her bucket's still missing.
Dennis.
See, after that broke off when the shepherdess got stuck in the pressed tongue jelly, I used it on me Meccano crane.
On the crane,
see,
yes.
I could scoop mustard out the cruet and
really?
Plop it in the sole,
yes.
You know.
Although, we may,
you
ladies
get two
and gentlemen,
in one, really. I'm surprised they hit
we may have
that
to confine
already,
ourselves
really.
To the single
course,
topic of
course, generally,
of
we've
education.
Never been played with flies.
Education.
Except after me grand's had one of her spasms of spring cleaning, you know. She's got this bit of stick, you see, with a few chicken feathers lashed to the
stick.
Top
yes,
with
yes,
a bit
yes.
of binder twine. And she used to sort of flick the cobwebs out from around the windows. But that's the worst thing you
Dennis.
Can do, you see. Them webs, they're the first line of defence against the flies.
First line of defence,
see,
yes.
That's like in Zero to the Depths.
Not again.
That film with Ronald
yes,
Shiner,
yes,
you know,
yes, with
where those
Shiner,
submarines
yes.
trying to get under the nets into the Jerry Harbour, you see. And you can hear the scraping along the top of the submarine. It's the same with cobwebs, you
really,
know.
It's the same with cobwebs.
Now, if you're a blue bottle,
yes.
you've got to be a pretty good navigator to get through our cobwebs. But see, when me gran take it into her head to have a spring clean,
yeah.
well, they all come in, don't they? Swarms of them.
Dennis,
now,
I wonder if...
Do be careful who you hold that shepherdess till I said. I think maybe I used a bit too much secateen. And then,
Dennis,
like I say, see, the old SAS cat, he brushed past
Dennis.
It while I were working on the arm. But don't go trying to get all that fur out of the secateen till I see it,
Dennis,
see.
Please.
Best let it set hard fast and then and snip it off with a pair of scissors. I think you'll find that's the best way.
Right. Now,
she
good, that's
pretty,
settled
don't
that.
She,
now,
you
I wonder
know.
Whether we can
standing there
the
with her bucket handle in one hand and that button hook in the other.
Button
see,
hook,
of course,
yes, a button hook, yes.
She used to have a crook, but see, that broke off, didn't it?
Broke off.
See,
yeah,
my granddad always used to keep his raffle ticket stuffed behind
really,
her crook,
his
you
raffle
know.
Tickets,
half a bottle of lemon heart rum one year,
really?
You know.
Lemon,
never would have been able to claim if he hadn't known where his counterfoil were, you know. Now, if I remember rightly, that were 4, 6, 8 yell of that.
Remarkable memory you have. Isn't it about time you sang your hello song?
When she found out. See, he never told her. Just kept nipping down the privy every half hour for a nip, you see.
Your hello song.
See, that's where he kept the bottle, see. He weren't really going to privy, you see. I mean, not like you do normally when you say, oh, I'm just going to the privy,
Dennis,
you see. No, he never
how about singing your hello
he
song
he
was
going
now.
For a nip of his lemon heart rum, you see. And every time he come back, he was that bit more. more talkative, Jim.
Talkative, was he? Really
she,
talkative?
She smelled it on his breath in then. She were furious, missus. She were furious. She's partial to a nip of the lemon heart herself, you see.
Oh, indeed.
Anyhow, see, that was the year he reached behind the shepherdess's crook to get his counterfoil,
yellow 468.
I can see it now in me mind's eye, you see.
How interesting.
See, in his eagerness to claim his half bottle of lemon heart, right, you see, he broke it off, didn't he? Snap it clean off, so that's why she's got a batten hook now. Well, only that look more like a pipe gaff, really,
doesn't
it? Yes, right. Doesn't that make a nice Easter present for you, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Nice little china shape for days.
Oh,
dare say Mrs. South will be grateful for you that, you know. Women like a few ornaments about the place, you know. Gives them something to dust and that.
Yes, indeed.
And
Dennis, I am indeed truly
now,
grateful.
And
I'm sure my wife will be grateful also. Although,
did she ever press tongue for you, does she?
Dennis,
look nice on your chef in here, that will, won't it?
To be strictly accurate, it's not a china shepherdess, is it, actually? It's a plaster shepherdess, isn't it?
Oh, plaster, that's right. That's what makes it so heavy, you see. Give it the weight for pressing a tongue,
right,
don't
yes,
it?
Well, I think we've settled the whole matter of the shepherdess now. I really would be even more grateful if in the next few minutes remaining we turned our attention to
that
some of the major
national...
we're
either the shepherdess
national...
or suffering another Ted, I reckon that will...
There we go again. Dennis, what do you mean another Ted?
Well, we call them Ted, don't we?
What?
Goldfish.
I see. You call goldfish Ted?
Yeah.
Oh, fine, right.
Yeah.
This all sounds very sensible and practical. And let's get on with the topic of discussion. Okay,
well, that's so hard to tell them
so
apart,
many...
doesn't it?
Well, I dare say it is.
Of course, we never had more than one.
Really?
That's what made me gran goof for the shepherdess. You see, the woman what were running the hoopla, she said me gran had a choice. The china shepherdess...
The plaster shepherdess, actually.
Or a goldfish. But we never have two.
No.
Well, I reckon that's cruel, don't you?
Oh,
you know,
well,
having two goldfish in one bowl. Supposing one were left-handed and one were right-handed. Supposing one liked swimming round clockwise, like Ted do, and suddenly in come a strange goldfish.
Strange
what's in the habit of swimming anti-clockwise? That could be very nasty, you know. Yeah,
I suppose it could.
They could keep colliding and do themselves a nasty injury, you know, couldn't they? You know?
Dennis, I'll
grant you one thing. Generally speaking, Goldfield gets themselves organised so they go round the same way. We've noticed that. I reckon that's so that they can sort of feel the benefit,
really,
you know.
Feel the benefit, yes.
Well, you know, like horses in the field,
horses.
Fanning each other with their tails,
oh,
you see.
Yes, right.
That's most probably the same with goldfish, I've always written. Of course,
Dennis,
the best thing in a crowded bowl is for the goldfish to swim at different altitudes,
Different altitudes.
Well, see, like what they do over Heathrow collide, you
yes,
see.
Yes, yes.
But we only ever have the one.
Dennis, our allotted time is very nearly exhausted now.
Blast me, so that is.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, Miss Heath.
You
think me going on like this here?
Right.
I only wanted to be sure you really like your Easter present,
I do. I thank you very much. I'm perfectly content with my Easter present. Now, Dennis, will you please sing your song? And I'd be awfully grateful, Dennis, if you'd just get it over and done with quickly, because we're running awfully late. Come on, let's sing that song.
Fine tigers got dewdrops on their nose. Fine tigers got whips in their toes. Fine tigers got jail and growl point. But blast that wind come off the fin, that'll blow you there and back again. Blast that wind come off the fin, that'll blow you off your bar.
Thank you, Dennis.
Right,
yes, indeed.
You.
Thank you very much indeed.
Right.
It's at last. Right, now let's get down to it with no further delay. First question.
I'm ever so sorry, Miss Ethel.
That's all right.
I don't know
right.
what got into
here.
Now, you go right ahead.
You think no more. It doesn't matter. Now, the first question of my list concerns the Secretary of State for Education,
that's
Mr. Patton.
That's a funny thing, though, isn't it?
What?
Goldfish food.
Oh. Good grief, Dennis, once and for all, forget about the goldfish, forget about the plaster shepherdess, forget about the press tongue, the raffle prizes, the cobwebs and submarines, Meccano cranes, old films with Ronald Shiner and flit guns, forget about everything.
I mean, there ain't nothing else will touch it, is there? That's why we always have to get another one. See, one day your goldfish looks perfectly healthy and swimming round, same as usual, and all of a sudden, that'll keel right over without you even suspecting that's been took queer, you know. So you're left with all that goldfish food with nothing to eat it, you know. Cat won't touch it, you know. So you have to get another one just to save wasting all that food, you see, don't you?
education, with particular
reference...
I wouldn't
like to work in a goldfish food factory, you know, missus?
Factory.
I mean, a packet lasts so long, don't it?
I don't know.
That can't be the demand, you know.
No, it can't.
I mean, you'd always be on short time, wouldn't you?
No, I expect you're right,
Brian. Brian usually find it in the end,
really,
though, you know.
Brian the guard duck,
see,
yeah.
You can never be 100% sure a goldfish is dead, can you?
Can't you?
I mean, you can't take its pulse. I mean, I've tried, but you can't get a good grip on it, you know.
Can't grip a goldfish.
So
no.
That might be alive all the time. You never know. So, see, I generally, when we've got a Ted what look a bit dead, I chuck it in the paddle to give it a sort of second chance and that, you see. But Brian usually find it in the end.
Yeah.
See, there's not much he miss in that paddle, missus,
really, you see.
So he get the nourishment, don't he, you see.
Alert.
You know, after all that food, that would be a shame to just chuck it out in the compost,
alert.
You see. I like the duck to get the nourishment from all the
duck,
food, you
I'm
see.
Sure, Brian.
Anyhow.
Now we come to the first question.
I'm ready, missus.
Good. Right, now let's get going.
Fire
this
away.
This question concerns...
Now, what is it you want to know?
This question...
I'm ready for anything.
This question concerns the policy of the Secretary of State for Education, Mr. John
Patton. I'm ready for you.
Mr. John Patton.
Yeah.
His policy towards sex education in our schools.
Now, Sheath.
What's wrong now?
We're on the wireless.
I know we're on the wireless. That's why I want to ask you about sex education.
Shh, Mr. Seth, wash your mouth out with soap and water.
I only said sex education.
That's a good thing me gran ain't listening.
What's your granny got to do?
Well, she hates smut. If she knew you were talking filth on the wireless like that.
Smut?
I ain't going to stay here if you're going to talk dirty. I'm going to sing
education.
Me good boy song now and be off. Talking about things like
I'm
that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to ask you.
I've
got some
Sunday
other questions.
Well.
I mean, we've
good
been sitting
heavens,
here for
Mr.
10
Seth.
Or 12 minutes. We don't know.
That's all in your life. That's all in your
life. Is this it? You're going to go?
Like don't go a scratching
up. We haven't asked any questions.
Shh. Don't go a worrying. Just go back to bed. That's all in your life when you're along.
This is ridiculous.
Dead.
That's
smart. All in your life. Happy Easter.
Well, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Now you bust a blooming shepherd there.
Well, it was already broken. Oh, a happy Easter to you.
See what I mean? Relentless. Thanks for listening to this Grunty Fen podcast. On behalf of everyone at Grunty Fennery and Dennis of gruntyfen.co.uk, we'd like to wish you the very best of the Easter season, whether you've had your annual bath or not. Take care, and that's all in your life.